You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
And this leads the program today. The parliamentary committee that scrutinized the transaction by the Minister of Public Enterprises, Pravin Gordhan, to sell 51% of SAA to the Takatso Consortium has now recommended that the Minister of Police consider referring the matter to the Special Investigating Unit for further investigation. More now from Khayeletu Magaka, Parliamentary Portfolio Committee Chair on Public Enterprises. Good afternoon to you and welcome. And why then have you made this recommendation?
Yes, it's because of the outcomes of our investigation pertaining to the allegations that were leveled against the minister by the former DG, Director General, Mr. Hlakudi, that the entities or the companies that were selected for shortlist were four, and among that four, the Takatso Consortium, which happened to win the bid, was not among them. That was one of the allegations that were made. Secondly, that the SAA was undervalued, also that the minister picked up the Rand Merchant Bank to be the transactional advisor. And we have to investigate all the validity of those allegations, of which in our process of investigation, it came to our attention that Takatso was not necessarily among the four companies that were shortlisted as per the allegation made by the former DG, and that Takatso came late, and at the beginning, Takatso had an interest in Mango, of which later they changed. But another development was that in the process of Rand Merchant Bank doing its work, they just decided to drop the ball in the process, just left after they were already executed the first part, which is shortlisting. But after they left, the department appointed a team within itself, of which the reason that they appointed the Rand Merchant Bank was because of them not having capacity to do that work. But what surprised the committee is that they continued with the process and even started afresh by having another shortlist, of which that shortlist included Takatso, which was not there previously.
Right. Mr. Chairperson, your committee then has recommended this to the SIU, and you've spoken obviously to the police minister. What criminal activity do you believe has been undertaken in this respect?
We don't have any criminal suspicion so far.
But you've asked this to be discussed or investigated by the SIU.
You must expect me to answer when you ask a question fully. I'm saying the reason that we could not be able, because the reason that we asked for SIU is a continuation of investigation. We are not saying anyone, but because there are issues that we cannot be able to resolve or answer as a committee. Instead, we have a lot of questions. For example, the one of the questions was that the DG claimed not to have signed any document, while the minister claimed that some of the documents were signed by him that were giving Takatso that particular entity. Now, we saw the signature of the former DG. However, as a committee, we felt that we don't have skills to look at the authenticity of those signatures. Therefore, a much more equipped or people with skills to do that, because it needs some forensic investigation. Therefore, we don't have forensic capacity as a committee. We felt that another capacitated entity, such as SIU, must look at the matter.
What is the expected outcome of this investigation then?
Well, our role was to just to check whether there is any merit to the DG's allegation, of which for now we still have the DG kind of allegations that have not yet proven wrong by the minister's presentation. Therefore, we want somebody who will be able to dismiss that in a scientific manner, which is that entity such as your SIU.
What do you say to suggestions that the committee is throwing the minister under the bus?
Well, there won't be any value to that kind of allegation. It's just sweeping. Because we have been working with the minister right through on this matter. It was the minister who has not been able to come. Because this thing was supposed to have been finalized as early as May last year. However, we continued with this thing up until this time, 2 months ago. Therefore, we were very patient with the minister, and we've been working with the minister on other issues very progressively and with respect. The members of that committee still respect the minister, and I, as a chairperson, also still have a high regard for the minister. It's such that we won't, because we trust and respect the minister, not do our work, because our work is to play an oversight, and we won't be in a position to undermine those processes because we love the minister, unfortunately.
All right, Mr. Chairperson, thank you very much indeed for talking to me today.